You're welcome.
Lovely. Thank you, David. Okay. Shalom, everyone. And lovely to see you all again. Guess what? We're carrying on with our theme that we've had since effectively the first week of this year, and we're continuing with prayer. I really believe this is what the Lord is calling us towards. So in obedience, we are taking another step. So this evening, I would like us, we're going to watch a video shortly. It's a video from Elam Ministries, and I'm not sure if you're aware of them, but Elam Ministries, well, the video explains, but Elam Ministries effectively came about as a result of a small band of believers coming out of Iran back in the, well, a good few years ago, your video will tell you. And basically, it's to serve the Iranian church and beyond. But I want us to watch it because several reasons. One, to give glory to God for what he's doing in Iran and beyond. That's one of the reasons why I want us to watch this evening. It's only 5 minutes. But two, to realize what God can do. You know, it's when we hear stories and see what God is doing, it can stir up our faith in this mighty God that we serve. And then three, with hopefully a stirring of holy jealousy, if you know what I mean by that, that we would cry out to God to do something in this land, because I really believe that's what's required. But something I want you just to think about as we watch this video, what comes through clearly for me, if you haven't already watched it, one thing that comes through is the number of years from the very first missionary going to Iran to the harvest is over 100 years. So God's story, as you'll hear, keeps hearing the word story, God's story is often over different generations. And one thing that I would like us to pray for here is, at what season are we in for this nation? Okay, so we'll maybe discuss a wee bit more about that after we've watched the video. But these are just some of the things I want us to think about after we've watched the video and pray into. So David, if you wouldn't mind playing the video for us, please.
Okay, I'm just going to set up. Video clip. Give me a thumbs up if you can see a black screen. Yep, good. Mute myself. Let's go.
In the early 1800s, Henry Martin translated the first New Testament into Persian. He died alone on the 16th of October, 1812. He'd only seen one person come to Christ. In 1869, Robert Bruce left Scotland for Isfahan, Iran. He saw almost no response to the gospel, but a letter he wrote to his supporters showed that he understood the season that he was in. He said, "I am not reaping the harvest. I scarcely claim to be sowing the seed. I am hardly plowing the ground, but I am gathering out the stones." Over the next few decades, several more missionaries went to Iran. By the 1950s, only a few Persian-speaking Muslims had come to Christ. But more Christians around the world were praying. In Tehran, my grandparents, Seth and Vartahi Yegnazar, began a prayer meeting in their home. They met every day for over 4 years. Their cries for revival led to outreach.
خداوند صحبت کرد، سخن گفت که در منزلت باز کن و اعلام نما به کسانی که بیایند که من زنده هستم، همانطور که در کلام خدا.
Young people who came to those meetings began to courageously preach the gospel. One of them was my father Sam, who dedicated his whole life to the Great Commission. In the 1960s, an American missionary couple, Mark and Gladys Bliss, arrived in Iran with their three young children. They traveled the country encouraging believers. Then, on October 25th, 1969, tragedy struck. They had a car accident, and all three of their children were killed. As Mark and Gladys grieved, they prayed a heart-wrenching prayer of faith.
I said to God, we plant three seeds for the sake of a harvest in Iran.
In 1979, the Islamic Revolution erupted across Iran. All missionaries were forced to leave, and Christians faced increasing opposition, but the tiny church kept going. In 1990, my father, helped by his friend Reza Roshanzamir, founded Elam Ministries to strengthen and expand the church. However, the suffering of the church continued, and by 1996, seven key church leaders had been martyred. People wondered if the church could survive. But the blood of the martyrs watered the seeds of the gospel, and from the late 1990s, house churches began to spring up all over the country. In response, the government viciously cracked down on these house churches, and they arrested hundreds of believers. I remember receiving a disturbing voicemail from my friend Farshid Fati, telling me that he and 60 others had been caught.
Hi, Devijan, this is Farshid. Unfortunately, this early morning, they catch all of us. Actually, they are waiting for me in my house. Everybody, we are all in prison.
Despite the persecution, the word of God has continued to spread, just like in the book of Acts. And today, Iran's church is the fastest growing in the world. Every day, people are coming to Christ. We are in a season of harvest. This incredible story is the result of the faithful service of God's people throughout the generations. And now, it's time for us to understand our season, our generation. How can we be faithful? How can we pray? How can we serve so that the impact will be even greater in the generations to come?
Lovely. So thank you. Oh, welcome to David. I don't know if you caught any of that video there at all. But what I think we might do is actually in a few minutes just play it one more time for you just to register again what it's saying. It's only a few minutes long. But it's from what I saw of it again, praise God. Praise God for the faithfulness of those men who labored and women who labored when the season was completely dry. There was so little fruit, and yet they labored and labored and prayed and labored. and slowly but surely a trickle before the harvest. So I think we can learn a lot of lessons from what's happened in Iran. So let's just do that. Let's watch it one more time, and then we're going to get straight into prayer. And as I said to you before, I want us to pray. What is our part individually? What is our part in God's story, where we are? What season are we in? And a cry of the heart for the Lord to do the miraculous in this nation again. So those are the things that I want us to pray for and pray into. But let's just watch it one more time, and then we'll get going.
In the early 1800s, Henry Martin translated the first New Testament into Persian. He died alone on the 16th of October, 1812. He'd only seen one person come to Christ. In 1869, Robert Bruce left Scotland for Isfahan, Iran. He saw almost no response to the gospel, but a letter he wrote to his supporters showed that he understood the season that he was in. He said, "I am not reaping the harvest. I scarcely claim to be sowing the seed. I am hardly plowing the ground, but I am gathering out the stones." Over the next few decades, several more missionaries went to Iran. By the 1950s, only a few Persian-speaking Muslims had come to Christ. But more Christians around the world were praying. In Tehran, my grandparents, Seth and Vartahi Yegnazar, began a prayer meeting in their home. They met every day for over 4 years. Their cries for revival led to outreach.
خداوند صحبت کرد. سخن گفت که در منزلت باز کن و اعلام نما به کسانی که بیایند که من زنده هستم.
Young people who came to those meetings began to courageously preach the gospel. One of them was my father Sam, who dedicated his whole life to the Great Commission. In the 1960s, an American missionary couple, Mark and Gladys Bliss, arrived in Iran with their 3 young children. They traveled the country encouraging believers. Then, on October 25th, 1969, tragedy struck. They had a car accident, and all 3 of their children were killed. As Mark and Gladys grieved, they prayed a heart-wrenching prayer of faith.
I said to God, "We plant 3 seeds for the sake of a harvest in Iran."
In 1979, the Islamic Revolution erupted across Iran. All missionaries were forced to leave, and Christians faced increasing opposition, but the tiny church kept going. In 1990, my father, helped by his friend Reza Roshanzamir, founded Elam Ministries to strengthen and expand the church. However, the suffering of the church continued, and by 1996, 7 key church leaders had been martyred. People wondered if the church could survive. But the blood of the martyrs watered the seeds of the gospel, and from the late 1990s, house churches began to spring up all over the country. In response, the government viciously cracked down on these house churches, and they arrested hundreds of believers. I remember receiving a disturbing voicemail from my friend Farshid Fati, telling me that he and 60 others had been caught.
Hi, David, this is Farshid. Unfortunately, this early morning, they catch all of us. Actually, they are waiting for me in my house. Everybody, we are all in prison.
Despite the persecution, the word of God has continued to spread, just like in the book of Acts. And today, Iran's church is the fastest growing in the world. Every day, people are coming to Christ. We are in a season of harvest. This incredible story is the result of the faithful service of God's people throughout the generations. And now, it's time for us to understand our season, our generation. How can we be faithful? How can we pray? How can we serve so that the impact will be even greater in the generations to come?
Praise God. Well, let us pray. We've been learning a few principles over the last few weeks. Without trying to stifle our prayers, let us try to remember those principles to guide us. Principles of trusting God, trusting in Him more than trusting in our ability to pray. To pray according to God's word, to pray in the Spirit, to come boldly together into the throne room. These are the principles we want to try and put into practice this evening. But let us begin by giving thanks to our mighty God for what He's doing across the world. And then may our hearts cry out for Him to do it here, wherever here is for you. Father, I praise Your name. Father, we look at the faces of those wonderful brothers and sisters who have understood and believed Your gospel. And Father, we just praise You that even amongst all of that persecution, all of the trouble that they will find themselves in, Lord, that even despite all of that, they have said that Jesus Christ is worthy of it all. They would gladly follow Jesus, even if it costs them everything. And Father, we remember that in that part of the world, believing and being baptized will be quite possibly them signing their own death sentence. And yet, the reality is it's the beginning of real life, eternal life for them. So Father, we thank You and we praise You. And we give You all the glory and thankfulness for all the people that You have sent to that place. And for all the believers in that place, Lord, how faithful they have been over the years. Father, their little acts of obedience, Lord, and Your mighty work have combined to write this story. So thank You, Lord. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name. Amen. Please feel free to pray as you're led.
Yes, Father, we do give You thanks and praise for those men and women who heard the call and obeyed it. Thank You that they went, Father, somewhat like Abraham, never seeing your promises fulfilled, just obeying you, trusting you, and seeking to do what you instructed them to do. So thank you, Father, for the fruit that we see being born, coming into fruition today. Thank you, Lord, for each of those, for the children of those martyrs who've taken up the baton and carried on the good work, just as David did, and all he was in Barry's church yesterday. Thank you for all of those people, Lord, who have carried on. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your love for Iran, for Persia, Lord. And just as Barry was praying, I couldn't help but think you even sent Daniel and all the children of Israel there to share the good news with them, that they would actually come back and be looking for the arrival of the Messiah. And thank you that you're still working in that land, that you don't give up on people. That psalm said a promise of something like 1,000 years. But Lord, you just go on patiently. Give us help us to be patient, something we should never pay to be patient. But Lord, just to be prepared to continue in our prayers, as many of us have been doing for many months and years now, for Iran and for others and for the gospel to go forth. Lord, we just pray and ask that Iran, there will be many in there that would continue to turn to you in the midst of all the terrible violence that goes on there now. Amen.
Yes, Father, we acknowledge that you are the owner of the entire world and all Earth's population. The Earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the people and all who dwell therein. We bless you, Lord. We affirm your ownership, your rightful ownership of every man, woman, and child on this planet. And so we bless you, Lord. We praise you that your ownership is real, even to the point where Paul used that very psalm to say to the Corinthians they didn't need to worry about eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols. Somebody might have thought it belonged to an idol, but the meat belongs to you. And so we just bless you that you own everything, Lord, and you own us. Mm-hmm. You own us, Lord. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. You own us. And we're glad to be your possession, Father. So will you please just guide us tonight? Just move our hearts in tune with yours. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that those two men, Henry Martin and Robert Bruce, heard you. Henry had that gifting to translate into Persian, and Robert Bruce heard you to do something really unusual, to go to a land that was apparently unproductive, but they heard you and they obeyed you. Lord, when we walking in the spirit, we sometimes say things and others around us might question, and that's good to listen to others, but Lord, sometimes you give us something so strongly, help us to just really be sensitive to what you're saying, and to when we're really sure, to be faithful, to be obedient, and to acquit ourselves faithfully to your calling. Yes, even if we don't see fruit, Lord, help us to be faithful to your call on our lives.
Yes,
because we don't know what the outcome will be. If we don't see fruit, there will be fruit if we're being obedient to you.
Yes,
maybe not in our lifetimes, but Lord, these stories help us to hold on to our confidence, not to cast away our confidence, but to hold on that obedience to you is the thing that matters.
Yeah.
There will be fruit when we plant an acorn, we're never going to see the oak tree. Our children won't see the oak tree. Our grandchildren won't see the oak tree, but an oak tree will come. And Lord, it's the same with great mighty works like this in your body, Lord, that these things take time, but there will be a fruit. There'll be a mighty work, Lord, if we're obedient to you. Only you, Lord, can make these things happen.
Yes.
And our part will inevitably be a small part. But Lord, help us to hear you, to walk in the Spirit, and to be faithful.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Simon.
Amen. Oh, Father, I'm reminded that to you a day is as a thousand years. And Lord, we come before you and we bring our prayers to you, and it's what you want us to do, and we ask you for those that we love to get to know you and to respond to you, and we don't see the fruit sometimes, but Lord, when we read your word, we can see, we turn a page and 400 years has gone. Help us, Lord. I think some of us were listening to a word yesterday when we heard that faith is for today, but hope is for the future. Keep that hope alive in us, Lord, and help us not to look for corroboration, but to have that faith to know that you hear our prayers. And whatever good we pray for our people, for our nation, for ourselves, we're praying in your will, Lord, because you desire good and you are working your purposes out, and your ways of doing it and your thoughts are far above ours. And we thank you that we can rest in that. But Lord, just before we met tonight, I was taken to Isaiah 51, and it said, pay attention to me, my people, and listen to me, my nations. For instruction will come from me. And I think perhaps the Lord's put a stop to that bit because my Kindle's gone dead. But it was just saying that the Lord is working his purposes out. So, Father, thank you for your word that you give us and for your leading. And help us to remain in the hope we have in you that you have given by the power of your Holy Spirit within each one of us. For your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Father, you make it very plain that there is a season for all things. And Father, we thank you that it is you who brings the seed. You are the one who says that seed time and harvest will not fail. And okay, Father, that may be a physical seed time and harvest, but you're planting seeds all the time, and you're harvesting it throughout mankind. And we thank you, Father, that you neither slumber nor sleep. And it is you who is building your church, as your son said. And the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. And we thank you, Father, that the living word of God is seated at your right hand. And his word goes forth, as does yours. And it accomplishes everything that you have purposed for it. Father, you also say that in the last days you will make a people willing in the day of your power. And Father, you are the one who is building your bride for your son, or the bride for your son. And so, Father, we ask that you will continue to prepare us, that we'll be vigilant in your service. We would know what it is that you're calling us to, whether it be a small thing or a big thing. That we would know clearly your voice. And that, Father, we would not strive and struggle with logic or with trying to interpret what you're saying, but allow you to reveal your word as you need it to be revealed. But Father, you are not a God of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You are a God of clarity. And you are the one who goes before us and makes our path straight.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one who makes the rough way smooth and the crooked way straight. We thank you, Father, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And you give us so much to follow you,
mm-hmm.
so that we can follow you. Thank mm-hmm. you for the words of Jesus when he said, "My sheep know my voice."
Mm-hmm.
We bless you, Father, that we can know your voice. We can know the voice of your Son
mm-hmm.
through your Spirit. And we thank you, Father, that you are so good to us, that even when we get it wrong, you encourage us, you dust us down, and you move us on. We thank you, Father, that no matter how weak we may appear, how little we think we can contribute, we thank you that you are our strength.
Mm.
And we bless you, Father, that you are the horn of our salvation. Blessed be your name, Father, and the work that you're doing in us and through us, to your praise and glory, as your body here on earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, and we want so much to know the part that you would have us play.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you would move on us and show us, Lord, reveal to us and move our hearts,
mm-hmm.
Lord. And Lord, bearing in mind the spiritual warfare, we pray that we would not give ground where we shouldn't give ground, Lord, but we would be aware of the battle that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord God, that we would respond in the right way, Lord, as we walk with you. Lord, I thank you for that response from the Bliss family. That's such a tragic loss.
Yes.
Those beautiful children, Lord. And indeed, we do pray, Lord, that their lives would, and that the time that their life stopped on this earth, Lord God, that would not be wasted, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that as their parents were moving in the battle that you had given them, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you will use these things. Lord, give us to be aware of what battle we're in, and God, help us, Lord God, to respond and to cover. Amen.
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 Father, your Son told us that we should be praying that you would thrust out labourers into the harvest field.
Yes.
And that was literally what happened, Father, when the persecution broke out after Stephen's martyrdom. They were thrust out into the harvest field. So for all we know, Lord, if we ask you to do that these days, we're asking for a time of persecution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And already the Christians in Canada are beginning to be forced to choose between you and the Pride movement.
Mm.
The government is making these things mandatory. So, Lord, tests of citizenship are on the way.
Mm.
And we ask in Jesus' name that you would thrust out laborers into the harvest field. We believe yes. there is a harvest ready to be reaped in mm. our day. Lord, there are many people who are not even believers who are heartily sick of the encroaching darkness and the threat to their children.
Mm.
And we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that we would take a lead from that lovely couple in Iran.
Yes.
And all they were told to do was to open their doors and tell people that Jesus was alive.
Yes.
That's all that was required of them, Father. There was no technology involved. There was no cleverness. There was no great campaign. There was none of the things that we tend to rely on today.
Mm.
Just a simple hospitality with resurrection at the heart of it all. Father, will you please just help us not to complicate what you're doing in our day.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I echo that prayer. Father, there's so much we can do, and as my brother has prayed, Lord, so often we complicate things. We look for the big strategy, the big meeting, the big move, when Father, you're simply saying, open the doors of your house. Speak of me. And Father, let's bear in mind that this was in a country where it was very dangerous to speak of the name of Jesus. And yet, Lord, the obedience, you worked through that obedience to bring a harvest. I just praise your name, Lord. Thank you that you've made it simple, Lord. But Lord, give us the courage. Give us the courage, Father, to open our doors wherever we are. Give us the courage, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you have told us, Lord, you have promised us in your word that when we go and make disciples of all the nations, and we teach them all that you commanded, and we baptize them, Lord, when we do those things, you have promised to be with us to the very end of the age. That is your promise, Lord. So may that promise be ringing in our hearts, Lord. Help us to simply open our doors and trust you to do the rest as we open our minds. You will fill them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Father, it was wonderful to see the young people when they came to know you and your son, that they came into those meetings and they went out with enthusiasm and great joy to serve you, not counting the cost.
Yes.
And Father, that is so refreshing. They had the knowledge of you, and they decided that they would share that with their fellow countrymen and women. Father, so often we're stunted, and there can be fears, there can be reservations, there can be intimidations that we have had and been conditioned to perform. Father, we're asking for your forgiveness for this. And we're asking that as your body in this nation, we would be so filled with your joy, with the knowledge of who you are and all that you have done in and through Jesus, the sacrifice you have made for us and the love that you have for us. But Father, we would drink from those wells of salvation, as wells of salvation,
yes.
And we would overflow with joy and enthusiasm to share you.
Yes.
And not count the cost.
Mm.
But Father, to share you, the one true and living God who cares so much for people and is so distraught to see even one soul go into eternal damnation. Father, we just come to you and ask. Give us that enthusiasm. Give us the boldness that we need to step out in wisdom and according to how you are leading and guiding us, not in our own strength, but in the power of your Spirit, that we might see you at work in us and through us to your praise and glory.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
We want a harvest, Father. Help us to pay the price.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, I hesitate to make this prayer, but I feel you prompting me. That Father, for 2 or 3 decades, you brought to my consciousness that Moses was 80 years old before you started to use him. And Father, age is no barrier. For those times, Lord, I've asked you, what have you got in promise for me when I'm 80? And I'm well past it now, Father. Oh, please, Father God, will you open my spiritual ears and those of others, that we may know what you have planned for each and every one of us to do in your service. Father, whether it's in this country or whether it's elsewhere, but Father, I do thank you for that short film of what you've been doing in Iran for many decades. And I have some Iranian friends in this country. And Father, please, for myself, you make it clear what your plans are for me.
Yes.
That, Father, I may be obedient to your plans.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we all agree with our brother. Bless him in that desire to hear from you. Amen.
Well, amen to those two prayers, Father. Yes, we changed Malcolm's prayer to we so that we can say amen as a group. And Father, we're constantly reminded of Psalm 92. That they still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Lord, we're not those who claim promises that were said to others, but Father, thank you for that Psalm of David. Thank you for that encouragement that those of us who are planted, when we think of Psalm 1, that as we're walking with you, seeking to put you first in our lives, Father, that we can still bear fruit. Father, we might not see, just as those men didn't see the fruit, we can still be planting seeds. We can be still watering seeds that others have planted. So, Father, we do pray and ask that you would give us the boldness and the courage. Father, bearing in mind that if our brothers and sisters hid behind their doors and didn't speak to anybody, nobody would hear your word. Father, help us to be like them and share the good news of Jesus Christ. So often, Lord, in this land today, you hear of people standing on street corners telling everybody what they're doing wrong, but we're all sinners. So help us to remember to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with those about us, Father. And we do pray and ask that you would help those in Iran to keep doing it where it's... could cost them, as we mentioned earlier on, it could cost them their very lives. Thank you for all of those, because of this trouble with the head coverings of women, all of those that you've taken into prison. Thank you, because when we hear the accounts of what goes on in those prisons and their terrible conditions, Father, we hear of many miracles of answered prayer in there, and many turning to you in there. It's only when we are rock bottom that we know that the Lord God exists. Father, thank you that you do appear to many in places in Iran, in visions and in dreams. You speak to them. Yeah. And they delight when they get a Bible and they open the Bible and they find those words in the Bible. So, Father, thank you for all you're doing. Father, encourage us to be encouraged by them and to, as Malcolm says, to seek you and to carry on doing what we should be doing in this location, Father, witnessing to friends and neighbours. Lead and guide us to the right people to whom you would have speak to. Go ahead, Father. Break up their fallow ground, Father. Pray that ground, that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would not fall on deaf ears. Father, we say that and we pray this knowing that we are a nation under judgment. Father, knowing it's only your grace and it's only your mercy that will gather in the ones and the twos. Father, no, we don't think there will be any big revivals, but Father, you're in the business of snatching people from the fire, of turning lives around. So Father, we do pray and ask that for many in this land, there will be a turning to you while there is yet time. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Just let me just share one story that David shared yesterday. I think after Lynn's prayer, it's just prompted me to maybe share this. So, of course, Bibles are illegal in Iran, as I'm sure you're all aware. There's a story of one man who had received a number of Bibles that had been smuggled in. And he was out on the street and looking to see who he should give these Bibles to. Now, of course, he needs to be careful. And so he was just praying. He was asking God, please just show me. And many people came back and forward, and the Lord didn't prompt him to give. And then a man walked up to him and said, the man in white told me that you would have the words of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he obviously passed him the Bible. Obviously, that man had had a dream. The man in white told him who would have the words of eternal life. So this is our God. This is what God can do. And there's countless other stories. But let's not limit God. You know, we can so easily limit him. Let's pray big prayers, believing in our mighty God.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you know who are calling out for answers, seeking, as that man, eternal life, words of eternal life. And Father, we ask that we would be obedient like that man was with the Bibles, that we would have such an intimacy with you that we would know your guiding and leading. We would know what to do. And when someone comes to us, because they draw near to you, even though they don't realize it, you draw near to them and you bring them to your people to share with them, to bring them into fellowship. Father, we ask that we would be open and the barriers would not be up for us to think, oh, I don't know what's going to happen here. What sort of risk are we going to go into or have? But that, Father, we would realize that you are answering the prayers that we have prayed to draw people into your kingdom, and that we would play our part. Lord, may we be vigilant. Maybe we are aware. May we be alert. Maybe be watchful. And may we always be seeking your face and knowing what your will and purposes are for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, thank you again. Sorry, carry on, Lynn.
I said amen.
Well, I'm thinking again of that lovely couple who planted their children as seeds for your harvest. How beautiful that was. And if anything is likely to hold us back in a time of persecution, it might not be the cost to ourselves, but the cost to our loved ones.
Yes.
We think of We don't know the stories of Henry Martin and Robert Bruce, but we know enough to know that they must have had relatives and loved ones pleading with them not to do what they were planning to do.
Mm.
They must have had to turn a deaf ear to the cries of distress from people who loved them and knew they would probably never see them again when they set sail.
Mm.
And Lord, we just think of how the enemy deliberately targets families to hold back those who would be earnest and persevering in ministry. And so we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that you would give us all of us, an extraordinary focus on you.
Yes, Lord.
So that all that we care about and everyone we love will be in their proper place, because you said through your Son that no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for his sake and for the gospel would not receive a hundredfold now in this present age and everything else, we even with persecutions, but in the age to come, eternal life. And he said that the ones who had given up everything and were at the back of the queue in this world would be the first in the world to come.
Yes.
And we bless you and praise you, Lord, for this utterly uncompromising requirement of Jesus, because there is blessing in giving up everything to follow Jesus. But without your enabling, without your empowering, Lord, we're all too weak to do that. So we thank you that your commands are not burdensome, and that with every command you provide the power to obey.
Amen.
And we bless you for that. We ask in Jesus' name, help us believe that you enable what you command. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
David's prayer. I feel I have to make a confession of something that happened to me last Friday. I was just approaching the entrance to Sainsbury, and a man came out with a probably 10-year-old girl holding a hand, and the girl had a white stick with a ball on the end, which was obviously because she was blind. And David just said about the Lord giving us the power, and I completely failed him, because the Lord said to me, go and pray for that girl to receive her sight. I didn't have the courage to do it. Please, Lord, forgive me. I let you down.
Father, you know ahead of time how we will rise or not rise to any challenge. And you made it absolutely clear through your Son talking to Nicodemus that you're not in the condemnation business. You did not send your Son to condemn us, but to lift condemnation from us. And so, yes, Lord, we all err in so many ways. We all fall so often. But we praise and bless you, Lord, that one way or another, if you want that lady, that young lass to receive her sight, that will not be thwarted, not even by our disobedience. We bless you and praise you that your plan for that girl is going ahead, and you're always at work. And if we fail you, you'll find someone else who doesn't. And the next time round, by your grace, we will not fail you. So bless our brother Malcolm, Lord. Thank you for his transparency and his honesty. We just honour our brother for this lovely prayer, and we bless you for him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And yes, Father, I just feel that I need to say that you know the compassion that Malcolm felt for the little girl. You know his thoughts and his motives and everything about him.
Yes.
And Lord, you brought a word to me. I didn't know where it was from, but I had to look it up. It's in Zechariah 4. Do not despise the day of small beginnings, because the Lord rejoices in a work begun. So, Father, help us not to belittle the little things that you give us to do.
Yes.
You don't have big missions for some of us, but help us to hear your promptings. And even if we chicken out, Lord, because you know we are weak, but you know our desire, you read our hearts, Lord. And as David prayed, you're not to condemn us, you do not condemn us, you give us hope. Help us, Father. Help us to know your compassion. And sometimes we don't even need to speak to somebody, because we can. It happens so many times. I see somebody from the car and I'm overcome with grief and I don't know why I'm crying.
Yes.
And we don't know what we're praying for, but you do, Lord. So, Father, give Malcolm peace, I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, amen.
Father, we thank you that you're going to give Malcolm more opportunities, not less. And that we learn so much from our mistakes. And Father, it's wonderful the way you treat us. You don't treat us as our sins deserve. And as has already been praised, you're not a God of condemnation. You're a God of love and compassion and forgiveness. One who gives us a hope and a future. You are building us up, and we thank you, Father, for that. And for Malcolm, we ask that if at some point in the future that little girl should cross his path again, we ask that Malcolm will be seeking you as to whether he's to pray for her. And that should that be the case, you will give him the courage and the boldness to step forward, not thinking about would he fail or something else, because, Father, it's your power that he goes in, not his own.
Yes.
So, Father, we ask that Malcolm will be attentive, that through this experience he would have keener ears to hear you and a heart to obey you and for obedience and boldness, so that, Father, he may see that you love him and care for him, and you are using him in the building of your kingdom. That he's not useless, he's not hopeless, he's not over the hill or whatever it happens to be. Whatever is holding him back or the way that he may think about himself, Father, you're in the business of building him up. And we ask, Lord, that you will build him up. He would see how you're building him up, even in the very small things. And that, Father, he would be encouraged in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Bless you, Lord.
And Father, following this time of prayer for Malcolm, give us wisdom and discernment to know, to hear your voice. Father, so often we see people who are sick, etc., and we feel that we ought to be going out there and laying hands on and praying, and we're not certain whether it's from you or us, whether it's our flesh, or whether we're hearing from you. So, Lord, would you help us to know what it is? Because, Father, we read, thinking again, going back to Iran, and those in prison and those girls, the books we've read of the girls, Marianne and the other one, and in prison, praying for those in prison and seeing healings and miracles. There were demonstrations of your gospel. But we, Lord God, have got the freedom to speak about you on the streets, so we don't see the healings and things that they do. So give us wisdom to know when to pray and when not to pray and fall flat, because it's our flesh that's wanting us to pray, wanting us to see healings when you are not saying it to us. Because, Lord, we just think of all these times, Father, in this world. We think of Jesus, where he said about the unbelief. And it's not that Jesus couldn't heal. He could always heal. But, Father, those healings in other lands, it's because they haven't got your word. They've got to demonstrate your power. So, Lord, we just come before you. And when Barry was praying earlier about the saying about the chap and the Bibles, Father, we are much grieved that in our country people have got Bibles and they don't read them.
Yes.
There's people longing for Bibles.
Yes, Lord.
China, they have to learn, some of them have to learn Psalm 119 by heart before they can get a Bible. But, Lord, I look at the church. I'm saying to that chap yesterday, do you read your Bible? Well, no. I'm saying, well, how do you know what to do, what God wants, if you don't read the Bible? And then they only read the back of the book. They don't read from Genesis to Revelation. Oh, Father, we're thinking, and in the write-up for this message tonight, Barry was saying about having the same vision, but we've got so much here, Lord God, and we just ignore it. And I'm saying we, I don't mean the nation, I mean we, your church, we, your body, have got your word, and it's on our shelves. And we think, I'll just do this, and then I'll read the word. I'll just do that, and then I'll read the word. I'll just do this, or I'll just do that, and then I'll pray. Forgive us, Lord, because we are undeserving of seeing the miracles that others see. So, Father, do a work in us, shake us up, stir us up to be doing what you would have us do, reading your word, encouraging others, praying for others, literally praying. Those people said they prayed 4 years, day and 4 years, every day for 4 years for revival in Iran. Encourage us to pray for the people in this land, the believers in this land, to read their Bibles, to turn to you and stop praying fast and loose with you while it's still time, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, it's almost as though there's a, as though hell is having a laugh.
Yes.
Telling us all that we're not woke enough. The reality is, Father, that the only real wakefulness is the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
And everything else is sending people to sleep. Mm-hmm. Satan is anesthetizing people against reality, Father, and we just cry out to you in Jesus' name. Please help the true church to rise up and to show the woke people what woke really looks like. Mm-hmm. Help us to be those, Lord, who declare the truth without fear or favor. Like the old hymn says, fear the Lord, ye saints, and then ye will have nothing else to fear. Father, just give us that grace of fearing God. We remember how Moses said to the people that there was a fear they were not to have and a fear that they had to have. Mm. And they were not to fear the things that the world feared, but they were to fear the living God. The Lord really is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
Father, please just send the fear of the Lord upon the church, the true church in this country. Send that fear of the Lord, Father, to the point where we fear absolutely nothing and no one else. And we just preach Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for Jesus. We just praise you for that cross, Lord. How often we can look at the cross and see our hope there in all that blood that was shed, Father. We're not talking about someone who came to give us a couple of pints of blood and resuscitate us for a short time. We're talking about someone who poured out his entire resource of lifeblood for us. And we bless you, Father, for the sacrifice of Jesus.
Yes.
And we ask in Jesus' name that you will make us a sacrificial church for the sake of his glory.
Amen.
And to help you, our God and King, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Pray, Lord, that your love for people would drive our hearts to move in response and compassion, Lord.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Jesus. Okay.
Mighty God, our Heavenly Father, I lift this nation of ours up to you. You were once known as a Christian nation. Father, we're exactly the opposite now. Father, I for one feel somewhat ashamed of this nation. We've even put a Hindu in charge of the government. And a Buddhist, one of his ministers. Oh, Father God, please, will you revive this nation? Will you send the fire upon this nation, the fire of your Holy Spirit, please, Lord? Oh, Father God, that you may bring people by the million in this country back into you and to your ways. That, Father, we may once again be a Christian country, and be seen to be a Christian country. Oh, Father, please have mercy upon us. I ask in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.
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 Yes. Yes, Lord.
Especially for the sake of our children in this country. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Amen. Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
We would ask, Father, that you will use the children in this land who know you. That they would be witnesses, and that they would... they are often more bold to speak out or to share things with others. And so, Father, we ask that those who know you, they would have the boldness to speak out. They would have your wisdom and the guiding of your spirit. That they might win their fellow students, their fellow pupils to you. Lord, may they shine like stars in the school, because, Lord, the schools are getting so dark. And you call us as a people to shine more brightly as the darkness gets darker.
Yes.
Father, we ask for the young people that they would shine brightly for you and that others would see the light of your dawning, as it were, and that they would truly come to know you. Father, have mercy upon the young people of this land, because they are in so need, such great need, of the right role models, of the right tuition, the right guidance.
Yes.
The truth. They need the truth.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you that Jesus said, I am the way.
Yes.
I am the truth.
Yes.
And I am the life.
Yes.
Father, without truth, there is no life. Without knowing the way to find that truth, there is no life. We ask, Father, that you will make a way where there is no way at the moment, that you will take away the darkness, particularly from young people, that they might come into your glorious light, into your truth, that they may walk on that highway of holiness, that narrow way. And that, Father, they might be bold, they might be enthusiastic, they might be joyful and be so different to those around them, and that others would come to the dawning of their brightness, as it were, and come to know you.
Yes.
We cry to you for the young people in this nation, Father, who are in such darkness and despair.
Mm.
Have mercy, Father.
Mm.
Let your truth be known,
yes,
in the classrooms.
Yes.
Lord, hold back the darkness.
Mm.
Hold back the depravity and the pornography and the awful, awful influence of LGBT, Stonewall, whatever it happens to be. Lord, let there be light in, yes, the schools, we pray.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not overpower it. Father, we thank you that your truth and your light always overpower the darkness. And Father, we pray, Lord, as a church, that our hearts would turn towards the children. That, Father, for the light to shine, we must bear the light. We must proclaim the light. Father, we must be a witness to the light. And so, Father, I pray that you would raise up. We've asked you, Lord, and we continue to ask you to raise up laborers in, yes, your harvest field. But, yes, Father, the corner of the harvest field that I'm praying for, particularly now, is the corner for the children.
Yes.
Because, Father, the enemy is going after them relentlessly.
Yes.
And, Father, I pray that you would open our eyes, and you would turn our hearts towards those children,
yes,
that we would have great compassion upon them. And Lord, that compassion would drive us to sacrifice, that we might lay down our lives for those children, to tell them, to proclaim the truth and the light of Jesus Christ. And Father, may we not believe the lie of the enemy that the darkness is too great. No, Father, the light of Jesus Christ will always overcome the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us to believe that and then to proclaim it. And Lord, we will see what you will do. Oh, Father, stir up our hearts, I pray, Father. Turn our hearts, Lord. Turn them to the children, I pray, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God. I was listening to Rabbi Kurt Schneider on Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And he just brought it to everyone's mind that the LQT, whatever it is, have stolen your rainbow. Father, the rainbow was something you gave us to give us assurance that you will never again flood the world. But Father, they have misappropriated it. And Father, as been prayed earlier, they've now infiltrated our junior schools, and young children are being taught homosexuality. Oh, Father God, please, will you strike these LQ, whatever they are, people, strike them dumb, Lord, that they will not spread their evil ways. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just remember that every king's heart is just like a stream of water in your hand, and you can turn it whichever way you will.
Yeah.
And you can convince political leaders that it is in their political interest to change their policies. Much of this evil is only spreading, Father. We know that. It's only spreading because politicians are getting behind it, and they think it's in their interests to support this move. Father, we pray that you would give them powerful reasons to reconsider their policies and make them believe that this promotion of unmitigated perversion and filth is actually not in their best interests. And Father, you there are so many records in Scripture of you doing just that. You had Persian kings financing the building of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
You had Nebuchadnezzar declaring that there was only one God to be worshipped. And Lord, we just bless you and praise you. What you can do when you move on a nation's leaders. And you, time and again throughout Scripture, we see you dealing with nations through their leaders. Lord, will you deal with our leaders? If need be, will you give them dreams in the night? Will you give them visions and revelations? Will you give them shocks? Will you make them realize that just what their policies are going to cost their own children? And Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray that we would see a mighty move of you just reversing so much of the tide of evil that's moving just now. We're not expecting to disprove your word, Father. You've said that in the last time, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we will not prove your word wrong, but we're asking for a window of mercy, Lord, where evil would be turned back and the children can be protected and we ourselves can have a season of great and deep harvesting for your glory and your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Father, we remember in America, well, we don't remember, but we've heard about the Salem witch trials. We've heard, we remember sort of roughly communism and how that tried to break out. And it was almost like the Salem witch trials, with everybody being accused of a communist. And it's similar today. Nobody, with this wokeness, Father, nobody dares stand up and speak against it. Father, everybody's too frightened to speak against it because of being accused of being wrong things. But Lord, we're crying out to you that just as those two things you said thus far and no further and brought them to an end, you would bring an end to this wokeness. But we also remember from your word, Lord God, that you said to us, if you forget me, I'll forget your children. And we're seeing that, Father, as we're turning away from you as a nation, we're seeing that you are forgetting our children. And Lord, we know you're a God of mercy and a God of justice. But Father, we have to say, Lord, we think of this business of the school teacher and those two brave 13-year-old girls arguing that you couldn't be a cat. But what have we been teaching our children? That they're monkeys. So what's the difference between being a cat and being a monkey, Lord God? We've mm-hmm. gone against you. It's rebellion against you. We're denying that you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. We are denying that the earth is the Lord's. Father, we're talking about all this climate change stuff. It's your word, Father, and you will decide these things. Mm-hmm. Father, forgive us that we have become. And Lord, I'm not talking about the government or the world here. I'm talking about your church. Father, that your church, so much of your church has turned its back on you. Father, when we look, oh, Lord God, we would long to see people saved. But where would they go to church? Mm. We can't take them to that organisation called the Church of England because it's an organisation. Lord, those bishops in the parliament, they're responsible for allowing lots of things in abortion and how they voted. Father, we're so grieved that they're the ones that closed the church doors during COVID. Father, the government wasn't going to, it was the church leaders. Father, we're so ashamed of this organisation called the church. Father, please, would you do a work? Please, would you, Lord God, we just want to cry out to you for a miracle, that your body would stand up and be counted, Father. That your body would stand up and go against this organization with boldness and with courage and would be saying, no, you've got it wrong, would be showing these bishops and others from your word. What is the way? This is the way. Walk ye in it. Father, David mentioned today about Satan laughing. I've never heard that before, but I've heard it twice today, Satan laughing at the church, because we are what we are. Lord, have mercy upon us, your body, because we are not serving you. We are not putting you first in our lives as we should be. Father, you are just and true in all your ways, and you're just when you say in Peter that your church judgment begins at the house of the Lord, and we are certainly under judgment. God, please, in justice, in judgment, remember mercy, Lord. Please, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I just reminded when Malcolm was praying and he said about the rainbow, I haven't looked recently, but I know over time the rainbow that they put up is a fake one because it's only got six colours in it, not the seven, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, yes, these awful things are going on, but your word tells us how we must be. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart are my instructions. Do not fear disgrace by men, and do not be shattered by their taunts, for moths will devour them like a garment, and worms will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, and my salvation for all generations.
Amen.
Wake up, wake up. Arm of the Lord, clothe yourselves with strength. Wake up, as in days past, as in generations long ago. And it goes on then, talking specifically about Israel. But Father, wake us up, Lord.
Yes.
Place your people strategically, I pray, and give them clear instructions of when to speak, when to keep quiet, when to bide their time. We pray that for ourselves, Lord. We need great wisdom at this time, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But we know that you are in control. The earth belongs to you and everything in it, and you will have your way. And we do know that in your word that the times are going to be tough, and there will be persecution, and people will suffer, and in this world we will have trouble. But we are not of this world. We might be in it, but we're not of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, give us great strength, great faith, great hope to be beacons of light for you, but not to look for the glory and for ourselves, Lord, but just to do those things that you ask us to do, like the little boy throwing the starfish back in. They said, well, there's so many of them. What difference will that make? He said, well, I made a difference to that one.
Mm.
Father, yes. Help us to till the ground that you have given us. Help us to sow the seed. Lord, you gave me a great lesson this week because through illness and other things that's going on in the family, I haven't been able to tend the garden. But Lord, this year, the garden has been more glorious than any year when I've been tending it. And it's what's gone in before. So, Father, we stand on the shoulders of giants. We've seen that video today of some of those have sown seeds. Father, help us to play our part. Keep us from getting in the way, Lord, I pray.
Yes.
In our zeal, in our enthusiasm, in our feeling of self-worth. Help us to not get in the way of your plans for your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I pray for a great cry to come up from the young people, Lord.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, for that righteousness. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Betty, could it... Time is upon us, so some people may need to leave. So please, if you need to leave, please feel free to do so. Just for those who do need to leave, we're going to take a 3-week break. I'm on holidays. Unless, of course, you're very welcome to carry on without me. I have no problem with that at all, because what I was thinking there was just as Betty mentioned that scripture, I feel that's the starting point next time. So, Betty, if you could please just let me know what that scripture was again, where I can find it.
This was listen to me, my pupil.
Yes.
This is it's in Isaiah 51, I think. Hang on.
Isaiah 51.
Let me check. I'll send you an email, Barry.
Yes, thank you, Billy.
Okay.
But I do want us, if you want to carry on now, I want us to be feel free to do so. So for those who need to leave, shalom. We will speak again, God willing, in 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time. It's the, let me just get the date. It'll be the 24th of July. But for those who want to stay and carry on, then please feel free to do so.
Are you having a holiday, Barry?
Yes.
Complete break.
Yes.
Have a blessed time of rest, rejuvenation.
Thank you, Barry, and have a wonderful holiday. Goodbye. Thank you. Or good night.
Thank you. I do have to go. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you
as well. So thank you, Barry. Do have a good time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Where are you off to, Barry, if you don't mind me asking?
Devon, just so for us, that's across the sea, so it's a big we're going down to every year there's 30 families who meet together, most of whom home educate, so it's a great time for us to get together and to pray for one another and to share wisdom, practical things and all that kind of stuff, and it's a great time of refreshment. So
Do you travel there? How do you get there? Have you got a minibus?
We're on the lookout for one. We've got two cars. We've got a 9-seater and another car as well, so we're going in two cars.
Sounds like a sort of Sozo stroke Rora type of thing.
It's Rora, yeah, it is. We're going to Rora, yeah. That's where we're going, if you know it. It is a very special place. Does anyone know Rora? Is anybody aware of Rora?
Is it still connected with the GW North things?
I'm not sure. So, God bless you anyway, Lynn. Thank you.
We have to leave as well. Shall I stop the recording or will someone else do that?
I think you can stop it. Thanks, David.
I will see you.